those who can do fancypantsgangsters.com.
Meet group. PSM Media presents the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast with Pete St. Martin.
Yeah, what's up, corn nuts? This is Pete St. Martin, your cult leader. Welcome to the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast, the barrelcast that teaches you how to give a fuck. Today is Wednesday, June 5th. I'm recording an episode. Last time we had an episode, it was only about 5 minutes, but I feel like that's okay. I feel like it's okay to have a 5 minute episode if you don't have a lot to talk about. Otherwise, I'm just extending 5 minutes worth of shit over an extended period of time, right? Yeah, okay. Well, today I'm going to do something a little different. Maybe we'll give you a longer episode. If you know me or my friend Brent from Twin Cities Tank Podcast, then you'll enjoy this episode today. Because a while ago, back in August of 2012, Brent and I recorded some stuff that was going to go on an episode of this podcast, Barrelcast, sorry, Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast. Well, why not put it on today? Let's do that. Okay, I should just warn you first, some of the areas get a little heavy. We get a little real. And I feel like that's okay. Just to further preempt you, I have depression, and part of this podcast is getting over that, getting over the depression of my life. I have had a suicide attempt, but like I said, we're going to try to take everything positively. We're going to be positive. Some of this just covers the story of that, but others of that will be funny. Here, let's just quit fucking around. Let's go to it. There will never be flying cars. I will put that on the line.
Right, but like we still think like shit's gonna fly, like rocket packs and stuff. And you're like,
yeah. It's just no, people will not fly. People do too stupid of shit in cars to be able to just make them go up. Like everybody would be crashing into each other's houses, and people would just fucking die.
If
constantly.
Their houses were in the sky.
No, because you can like even if say you were 5-10 feet off the street. You could easily go over all the traffic
so
right in front
pointless.
Of you. Why would that be pointless? You could go over
well,
all the cars in front
of you. Everybody can fucking fly 5 to 10 feet in the air. It should be like 30,000 feet.
At some point, why would you? That would be way too high. You'd have to have like an oxygen mask and pressurized.
You see that now, but wait till you're late for Thanksgiving dinner and there's like a fucking traffic jam at 20,000 feet. You're going to want to get
Yeah, I like air. How there can be traffic jams at a certain altitude. Like...
And Back
there's,
to the Future.
There are three dimensions. Yeah, I guess we are referring to Back to the
That's
Future
all
too.
We ever
There's
about.
Three dimensions.
But here's the
you
thing
understand
with
that,
though.
Because you're at a certain
you think,
height.
You think car accidents suck now when you hit somebody, like fender bend or somebody? Fender bend somebody at fucking 20,000
That's what I'm
feet.
Saying. So I don't think they would drive
so
that.
So you think
I don't
it'll
think,
never happen?
I don't think, number one, I don't think people would drive that high.
Why is
Number
that?
Two, you'd still have to land at some point and... Or and take off from other points. And there are very, very
boots.
Stupid people. And you just end up, like, crashing into each other in a whole nother way.
Why is flying cars the barometer for how far the future has progressed?
Because people are dumb. And they think that movies are true.
That too. But, like, why would the next step...
Yeah, why does things being so high in the sky be... Why is that related to the future? Like, the Jetsons, they didn't have a ground.
And
there was
the
no
way,
ground. There was just floating fucking buildings.
That fucking show is so racist.
Really?
Don't you feel like... When did that show come out? Was it the 70s or 80s? 80s, maybe?
I feel like it might have been before that. Maybe the
really?
60s?
Okay.
No, probably 70s.
Don't you feel like...
I don't know.
The Rosie character is a slave. And they put like a fucking weird bow on her head, and like she's just really like submissive, and like she can, so she's not, she's autonomous. Like she could totally like break free if she wanted to.
Why does she have to be black though?
I kind of feel like that's what they were going for.
She had the black voice.
She had a black voice, and it's also like if you're a robot and you're not omniscient, but you know what's going on. If that family...
Hey, why would you know what's going on if you're a robot?
Aren't you anthropomorphizing robots a little bit?
When does that show take place? 2012, 2015?
Robots know
what's going on at that point.
No.
Come to me.
Why would a robot start to have an opinion all of a sudden? Why would people ever?
Because it's a slave.
Then why give it feelings?
I don't know why they did.
You can program it however you want to. So you're saying that Rosie from the Jetsons had feelings?
I believe so.
Not programmed feelings?
Well, now you're getting into the whole...
I mean, what's the... Yeah, what is sentient? What is sentience, Brent?
I think she had consciousness. I think that she could feel feelings and feel pain. And I think when they shut her out, like they used to...
they treated her like the steel... Racist.
She was a heap of shit. To them, she was a heap of shit, and they just fucked with her. But I feel like she got.
Isn't it more racist that you think that she's black?
Isn't it
when
more...
she's actually just a metal robot?
But isn't it also more racist than I'm being racist right now?
More racist than you? What is?
Oh, I'm being totally racist.
You're being more racist by pointing out your own racism,
right?
Oh, okay.
I just feel like that's clearly a slave.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, I suppose any
when they were writing that
robot
show,
butler or maid would be a slave.
When they were writing that show, they were like, okay, we got the son, the dad, the mom, the pet. We got the daughter. What else is missing? Oh, yeah. A fucking slave. And they
brought... It's a robot maid.
You say that now.
Yeah, I know.
But what if
I just did.
But what if you ever met Rosie? And she was like, bitch, I don't want to work here anymore. I'm done.
But again, I don't see why anybody would program a slave robot to have any sort of opinion or emotion whatsoever.
Why do bombs go off?
Because people want them to.
Exactly.
Or they go off
exactly.
accidentally. They're designed to go They're designed to go off.
Yeah, and some racist scientist programmed her to be a slave.
That's not logical. I guess I'm just too logical of a person sometimes. I can't really think outside the box about things.
All right, well.
I listen to science way too much. Okay. That's what they say.
Okay, well, check this out.
Fuck religion.
Check this out.
What's up?
I'll bet you could suck your dick.
Whose dick?
Yours.
My own dick?
I bet Rosie would suck your dick.
She wasn't her mouth like a monitor with a little like electronic blip.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, you have a Lincoln Log shaped dick that would go right.
You think it would be like a weird audio meter line shaped dick that would fit into her mouth only when she talked?
Don't
she would sit there and go.
Don't overthink it. Don't ever think it. She'd suck your dick.
No, I'm just trying to imagine how that would happen.
If, okay.
Because she turns me on.
If they
I'll
can't,
admit it.
If they can't program her to be racist, which I think they can, which they did, she's not racist.
Well, that, they intentionally, yes.
She's not racist.
Well, I mean, you know, what the Jetsons
she
do behind, just because the Jetsons got filmed doesn't mean that behind closed doors they can't do whatever they want. Maybe they ordered a robot and they were like... Make her talk black a little bit.
The Jetsons was the first reality show. You know that, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we are opened up into the world of the Jetsons where we get to see what they made as far as a choice.
They were the first.
Behind closed doors, they chose to have a black talking robot slave.
Which is funny because Rosie, is it Jetson? Am I saying that right?
Was her name Rosie Jetson?
I don't know.
They probably didn't give her
their
last name.
Wasn't it? Yeah, fuck it. Whatever her name was, her actual original name was, they were going to call her Hitlertron 5000.
Hitlertron?
Yeah. That in itself seems racist. But not
I feel like that would make the robot more racist. Like, why would you call a black stereotype robot Hitler?
Because
like,
you're,
wouldn't
high.
You make a
you're high on pot.
Wouldn't you make a Hitler robot more Hitlerish?
You know what's
and
fucked
have
up?
The Hitler be.
You know what's fucked up about Hitler?
What?
It's like being racist wasn't all that he did all the time. Follow me. So like if someone's like, oh, what are you, Hitler? Like he could have liked other things too. He could have been like wicked good at volleyball or something, and they've been like, oh, what are you, fucking Hitler? And you're like, I don't know. I mean, I just like to play volleyball. I'm like, no, I mean, sure. The whole hating the Jews thing. And like, he, like, that doesn't, like, hating, I don't think, okay, like, I like boxing.
Hitler had the, like, Hitler was so evil and stupid and smart at the same time that he just became, like, the epitome of whatever people's vision of the Antichrist is.
Right, but he
just
did,
why
but
everybody
did,
compares everything to Hitler.
But he did just, other shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, I'm guessing that when Hitler woke up, he wasn't like, oh, that's, all right, back to Hitler. He probably wanted some bacon and some eggs and, like.
Sure. Hitler, like, was an everyday guy.
Because that's not a kosher meal at all.
He just, well, why would it be? He's Hitler.
That's what I'm saying. But not, it wasn't, that didn't define him. He probably liked ping pong or.
Well, it ended up defining him because of what he did.
The whole killing Jews thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's
going to come up.
I feel like that just shows, you know, the complexity of a person's personality. He
right.
Could be incredibly intelligent, insane, and having.
But wouldn't that be fucked up if Hitler was, like, really good at, like, I don't know, like, stock car racing? It's like someone's like.
He was probably good at a lot of things.
But someone's. And then someone's like.
Somebody that's that insane is probably very well rounded.
Follow me. Follow my logic
here.
I'm
sorry.
Let's just say he's really good at jumping jacks. Because you can get good at that. And someone's like doing jumping jacks. And like, what are you, fucking Hitler? And they're like, well, no, I don't. I love the Jews. And they're like, no, I mean the jumping jacks. So you seem to be really
you're so
good
great
at
them.
Jumping jacks.
Like, oh, Hitler was a great jumping jacker.
Yeah, clearly. But like. That'd be fucked up. Like, if one thing defined your entire legacy, did we jump from?
We jumped from why you want to kill yourself to Hitler's legacy, why it became a Jew killing.
Okay,
thing.
Well, that's good.
But that's the thing is, because that became the biggest thing that he did. You got to be very careful. There was no PR back then.
Exactly.
You got, you know, well, if the biggest thing that you do before you die is kill a bunch of Jews, you're probably going to be hated forever.
Like. He never fucking paid his taxes.
Right.
No.
Well, which is why we got to make sure that the last thing we don't do is kill a bunch of Jews or anything else that's that terrible. Right now, if you and I died, people would remember us as the guys from Metallica.
Well, actually, I'd rather be known as the guys who killed a bunch of Jews. So that.
Right. That would be like. I've thought about that before. I'd be like, what would the news actually say?
Dude, oh
what would
God.
The news say
totally.
About that? It'd be like, you know, this guy, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
They would show.
A member of Metallica. Yeah, there's tons of footage of us playing stupid fucking.
They'd be playing Tears in Heaven, a slow motion footage of you headbanging in a blonde wig.
Right.
Wearing a fucking Megadeth t-shirt.
Right.
And they'd be like, and everybody who watched it, me and you also, everyone else who's like us would go. What a fucking stiff. Like,
right, and then Metallica would turn into like this weird, like, all of a sudden cult thing that became popular because that's what happens when people die.
I think we're already popular.
Right, but even more so.
Also,
there's no such thing as bad publicity.
So if you die,
even if that means it's one of us dying.
If you die, you're going to let Jim and Adam carry on the legacy of Metallica?
When I'm dead, I don't care what happens.
You do, because it
especially to me,
so
for me to care about anything, especially like what happens to Metallica when I'm dead, that's fine.
Oh, okay, can I just spoil the whole myth for you? I'll ruin the suspense for you. Yeah. Here's what happens to Metallica when you're dead. Absolutely nothing. Because I'm not doing this shit anymore.
Just find a manager or something. You'll do fine.
Do you think?
I'm saying that as if I'm like already dead and gone.
Will you die?
You guys,
can you die?
I mean, it can happen anytime. It
happens to the best of us.
Happens to the worst of us. People die all the time.
Let's
it's the
it,
nature
let me,
of
let me
life.
Put it to you this way.
You die.
Two things.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather live the rest of your life being known as the guy from Metallica, or you die and your daughter is burdened with knowing that the only thing she'll ever be known for is the daughter of the guy from Metallica?
You know, I've thought about that before. Like, there's definitely going to be a day where my daughter will Google me.
And she'll discover YouTube.
She'll, yeah, exactly. And she'll see some of the things I've created. Hopefully by then I will have created enough more terrible things for her to just kind of be like, oh yeah, that's
but you're
just
dead.
Oh, after I'm dead.
After tonight.
Oh, tonight?
When you die.
Oh, and then she is known as that? Well, I feel like just fade away after a while. That's like being the son of Carrot Top. Like, once he's fucking dead, you're like, oh, Carrot Top, son. Like, that's you just run into a guy in the bar that remembers Carrot Top.
And I don't
that's
think
about
so.
It. How is that? It's not like I'm fucking Hitler or something.
Oh, that the guy that was good at fucking horseshoes. What is he good at?
Oh, jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks. That Hitler guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Yeah. I feel like earlier on in his life, he was known for like that Jew killing thing, but then he just sort of overcame
it was
that
jumping
and became.
Jacks, yeah.
But then he overcame that and became like the jumping jack guy.
It's funny because like we all want him to just be like, that fucking, he's an asshole. He killed so many Jews.
Right. Like he was pretty much considered the Antichrist, which all future politicians and people and human beings in general would be compared
would be,
to as the worst person on the
he
planet.
He would be
but
the
then he
low
became,
hanging fruit for people that you would call a dick.
Right. Right, yeah.
But
it
then,
just it became a cliche so much, it made me want to puke.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you realize that this motherfucking can jumping jack.
Yeah, and then he became a nice guy, won the Olympic jumping jack comp and marathon, and
remember that when he was up against, was it Poland he was up against?
Yeah.
And the guy, Sven something or other, he was jumping jacking, and Hitler was like, down by like 14 jacks, and Hitler came back and he was just like jumping jacking like it was almost like it was like almost like his life depended on it. Then his life did depend on it because they tried to shoot him in the face with darts and he won, and then he killed all those Jews. Remember that?
Well, I remember the old Jew killing thing, but I feel like he was, you know, despite all of his, that was during the whole, Jew killing thing. But, like, despite all, in the recent Olympics when he won all that jumping jack stuff, like, the fact that he could still jumping jack next to Poland after all they went through, after all they went through, and, you know, they're still able to hug it out like righteous bros.
And let's be honest here, you know math, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
At that, there's like, what, 6.5 billion people in this world?
I believe it's closer to 4.5.
You're absolutely dead wrong.
Am I?
It's closer
okay.
to 7.
All right.
Okay. But 6 million
what
Jews?
What am I thinking of?
Not, I mean, that's like half a percentage. It's like not that many people.
Well, sure. And I mean, you know, we've all made mistakes.
He didn't kill them all himself.
Hey, you know, Charlie Sheen was in the news for a while. We all hated him, and then he got over that. Because he's a great guy, and now that he's known for 2.5 guys, then he's now going to go on to his own show and redeem himself,
but
just like Nazi
like...
Hitler. Hey, what do you know? That part didn't actually have the part that I was thinking of. Hail Satan!
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast on Twitter at Barrelcast for all the zany antics that you're sure to love. Email a picture of your penis to foreverindudejeans@gmail.com. Read what Pete thinks about your penis at Mutant Vampires, Zombies, and the Truth About Breakfast, located at thetruthaboutbreakfast.blogspot.com. You're stupid!